What's up, guys? Welcome to the Learn and Execute Radio Podcast. Thanks for joining me. I will be talking a lot, but in a short time, I promise. I just have a ton of stuff going in my head, and basically what I want to talk to you and share with you guys about today, like the overall theme of today's little small talk is gratitude and how amazing it is. But first, I just want to give a quick shout out to my husband. He probably won't listen to this, but if he does, baby, I just want to say thank you so much. I am so grateful for you. But okay, continuing. So the reason why I want to talk about gratitude today is because, and I'm going to mention business this time too a little bit, and Facebook and Facebook ads and all that kind of stuff, fun stuff. But what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. Oh geez. Oh yeah. So like I was saying, I was listening to a podcast today, and I don't know, I'm having a hard time whether to share it or not. I am, you know what? I am. I don't care. It's called Louder with Crowder, and it's a political podcast, and it's very conservative, and I love it. That should tell you where I land, but I listened to it, and it provoked this inner awakening sense of how entitled our society has become, especially here in the United States. Well, actually, just here in the United States. No, I should say Europe and those countries, but especially here in the United States, in the Western civilization, we have turned into such entitled little brats. And I'm not saying everyone except for me, not true at all. I'm saying it because I realized it in myself. And then I took a long, like a bigger picture, and I realized that it's everyone. And so I thought of a lot of what they were talking about. And one thing that popped up in my head is the saying of, you know, I don't deserve what I have, yet I still have it. What am I going to do? You know, and so I thought of that a lot. And I don't know if you guys remember, but yesterday I talked about me going to this dance class, my first hip hop class in a really long time. Guys, it was the funnest thing I've ever done in my life. Personally, for myself. Well, I've done a lot of fun stuff, you know, like a honeymoon trip and fun family trips and stuff like that. But this, just doing it for myself, was the funnest thing ever. It was the scariest thing. That's why I gave a shout out to my husband, because he came with me. I don't know. I felt like a little girl, like not wanting to go in. And I just needed him to go in with me. But it was so fun. And it's such a cool studio. I never ever thought of a studio like that. It's such a cool studio. I can't even describe it. It's just something you have to kind of go and see for yourself. But like I said, it's a hip hop class. So all of pretty much what it teaches is like hip hop fundamentals. And so it has a lot of break dancing classes. Actually the class that I said, yes, I'm going into rants, but, yesterday I said that it was going to be an urban hip hop class, but it wasn't. It was a locking, class. And it's a dance that came from the 60s, 60s and 70s, which I thought was so fun. He gave a whole, like, pretty much a overall view of where it came from, where it originated, gave the fundamentals of hip-hop, East Coast, West Coast, and the differences thereof. And it was so, so cool. Honestly, it was like, which will lead me to my next topic of things. But anyway, I started thinking of, so when I heard that podcast, I flashed back and I thought of that studio. And so I went and I looked at their Facebook page. I looked at their presence online, their presence on social media. And actually, let me see. I only looked at Facebook, which tells you how important Facebook is. So if you want to focus on anything first, start with Facebook. But I didn't even check their Instagram, which I'm about to do that right now. Should be fast. It's called the SLC HERC. And it stands for Hip Hop Education something something. I don't know what the RC stand for, but wow, it's actually real good. I love their Instagram. It's awesome. Nice. It's got a good amount of followers, and it's kind of consistent with their Facebook. Their Facebook has 900 followers. Their Instagram has 1,100 followers, which is really cool. And I really don't know who owns it, which kind of makes me want to look into it. But anyway, so I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about their social media presence, and I started thinking of gratitude. And so you're probably thinking, like, how does this even relate? Well, let me tell you, gratitude relates to everything, even to the tree that you're looking at in front of you. I started thinking of, like, how we all feel sometimes entitled to everything that we have. Like, how we feel like we deserve what we get. When in reality, if you really think about it, do you really deserve what you have? Because I feel like if you really, really look deep inside of you, you probably don't want what you deserve, like in justice sense. If I look back at myself, I am no perfect human being. I have committed so many sins, so many mistakes, so many. I've probably offended so many people. I've probably hurt so many people's feelings on purpose, probably not on purpose. And to be honest with you, where I'm at in life, it's all because of grace. Honestly, it's however you want to see it. I think of it as my Heavenly Father's grace towards me, my Savior's grace towards me. He's the perfect advocate for me, and that's why I have what I have. You may think, okay, you know, the universe's grace, or just grace itself, mercy of the universe towards you. And if you just think of that, you just realized how blessed you are with everything that you have. I know so many people feel like, oh, I'm depressed. I should be doing this. I can't amount to this. I'm expected to do this, and I could only do this, and blah, 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 blah. And you know, a lot of people come into depression, and that's why suicide rates have gone up the roof in this country the past couple, this past decade. And there, I don't want to give too much of an opinion, because a lot of it has to do with chemical imbalances in the brain, and you know, that's just a whole different story. But I'm talking about those people that have everything, and all they choose to do is complain and say how they've been wronged, how they've been un how justice has missed their path. And I was just thinking of this awesome studio. First of all, like the instructor was amazing. You can tell he's so humble, so nice, so willing to help. And I thought, okay, this studio would have not happened if it weren't for people coming together and making a vision happen. I think of all those people, like, and this was said in the podcast too, and it's so true. And it's hard for me to imagine that I haven't even thought of this, but if you think about even your job, if you're in an hourly job, like, you have that job because of someone's grace to take a risk to make that business happen. You have and you and they have the opportunity to make that business happen because of somebody's grace to come up with the vision of that industry. Like, I know probably this is sounding just too broad and maybe even a little far out reached, but just really think about it. Like, I personally would not have the job that I have if it wasn't for the grace of, you know, the people that thought of making that vision happen. And then not just that, but taking the risk. And I don't know if you are aware, but business owners, they take a ton of risk, like a ton. And it's not just with themselves financially, but it's their family's wealth. financial well-being, the government's laws, like following all these little tiny details that they have to make sure that they are aware of to make it happen. And then on top of that, give you healthcare coverage, give you the right environment for you to work at, give you all the tools that you need to make that work happen so that you can get paid, so that, you know, and probably many people are thinking, no, this is just to make themselves wealthy and profitable. Yeah, okay, that could be true, but why don't you start a business then? If it's, wouldn't you want to just make money? No, like sometimes a lot of people don't even start a business because it's just too much of a risk to take. But thanks to somebody else's grace of taking on that risk, you have the opportunity to work there. Really, you really have to think of how we all work together so that we all gain something out of something. Like this country has worked together without you even realizing so hard for capitalism to even work. Like, I don't know if I'm making sense, and I don't even want to start talking about politics or anything, but I just thought of, like, you know, how that studio is an amazing studio. First of all, the decorations are amazing. The amount of people that actually show up is not a lot. Like, students that paid, it's probably not, I only saw six students. And we all paid $10. And $60 to have that studio up and running like how it is, it's amazing. And I'm pretty sure it's not just, you know, the students that go and pay to take those classes. I'm pretty sure there's other people giving donations for that to happen. And it's because of their grace that I had the opportunity to go and explore style of dance that maybe to you it just made that hour amazing for my life, but in reality that changed my whole perspective and my whole outcome of life, because I'm doing something that I love that motivates me to work on my business, to make my relationship with my husband a lot stronger. It really is a domino effect, and I just want you guys to know that everything in life, it's thanks to something or someone or whatever you want to thank. I personally thank my Heavenly Father and His grace. And on top of that, I thank all the people that follow that spirit, that Heavenly Father spirit, that bless, that throw their little seed and bless me on in my path. And if you just think of things that way, you start realizing how life is freaking awesome and how anger and all these like things that are happening in the world should. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time to live with people that actually bless your life without you even realizing it. And how you have a responsibility to bless someone else's life and how that affects your life in such a positive way. But anyway, I just wanted to talk that and just kind of say that because it's something that I kind of realized today that, and I can put it into any, like, to everything in life. I can put it into everything in life. And I don't know if I'm making sense at all or anything, but to me, just saying it out loud confirms and sinks in that testimony that I just gained of gratitude and how I don't deserve what I have. The only reason why I have it is because of God's grace towards me and people being people and how entitlement is so perverses the society. Entitlement is the worst thing. I think it's one of them, because there's a lot of sins, but that's one of the worst sins you can have in your life. And I just want you guys to realize that you live in a world where nothing has been as good as you have it now. And I just want to say, take advantage of it and bless others with it. And I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to say. But anyway, I don't know if I'm even making sense again, but I'm just blabbing. And I just wanted you guys to know how excited I am to keep working on my client's business, and I'm super excited for her and all the things we have planned. We already made a strategy going. We're gonna do, we already know we're going to do, what kind of funnel we're going to do. We already know how we're going to use Facebook ads, and we're already thinking of starting the funnel. We're going to talk to her today, and I just want to say that I'm so grateful for her to giving us the opportunity to work on her business, to keep blessing other women's lives and other people's lives in general, and to make themselves feel beautiful. Because like I said, she is a hairdresser, hairstylist, and she's freaking good at it. And I'm so, so, so grateful that she lets us help her get her message across and get her services across to other people that probably don't know about her. And, yeah, guys, just always be grateful. And I'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening to my little rant. See ya!